one dozen eggs in the advocate. I'll drop that over on my way home, Maggie. Aye. I'll just put that on your account for Edith. Ka kite.
Yeah, what are you doing here, Mata? Where's Mike?
Frank. Mike should be in Kawakawa by now.
Kawakawa? I need him in the pub.
Back it up, Frank. He's taking Edith her medicine. She's in hospital.
What do you mean? Don't they have any medicine at the hospital?
Edith had a turn. They need to check what medication she's on before they can treat her.
Oh.
You gonna buy anything?
What? No, I don't patronize this shop.
Frank. I'm sorry I couldn't help you today at the station.
We had a deal, Marta. You were supposed to clear Helen's spirit.
I know. She was there. I could hear her.
Did she speak to you? I didn't hear anything.
She wasn't just talking to me. She was calling to everyone, but it was like something was trying to stop her. I couldn't help her.
What did she say?
The only thing I could make sense of was she wanted us to get out.
What, out of the station?
No. It was more than that. She wanted us to get out of Claiborne.
How you feeling, dear?
Sadie, what happened?
You had a turn just after you ordered your supplies, don't you remember?
No. Where am I?
In Kawakawa, dear, in the hospital.
Oh, I've got to get back to the shop.
Don't you worry about that. You need to take a few days off.
Oh.
I'll go back first thing in the morning and open up.
Oh, you're so tired.
I know, you need to rest.
Knock, knock. Can I come in? Edith.
We're over here, Mike. She just woke up.
Edith, how are you?
What are you doing here? Who's looking after the shop?
Uncle Mata is.
I told you just to close up, Mike.
Oh, that's okay. Well, does he know how to use the cash register?
Yeah. He's been behind the bar a couple of times.
Well, can he make change? Oh, he'll never balance.
Calm down, girl. We'll sort it out. Did you bring your medicine?
Yeah, I gave it to the nurse at the front.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Oh, this is all my own fault. I can't believe I forgot to bring it with me.
Don't you worry. You just take it easy. I think we should let her rest now.
Okay. Bye, Edith. Uncle Mata sends his love.
Oh, dear old coot. Bye-bye, love.
You going back to Claiborne tonight, Mike?
No. There's something I got to do while I'm here.
So if the access code at the station is always changing, it's no wonder Frank couldn't get in.
Yeah, but that's a pretty involved security system.
I can't believe it myself. The programming is out of this world, way beyond anything I've ever come across.
So how were you able to crack it?
I pride myself in acquiring the very latest technology. Some of it's not even on the market yet.
Well, you are well connected.
However, I'm not so sure I'll be able to break into it every time we need to. I suspect the system may regenerate itself now that it knows I found a way in.
This sounds unreal.
Let me try and clarify how it works. During the Second World War, the German U-boats used coded messages?
Right.
Obviously. But the Allies didn't count on the Germans devising a rotating mechanical system which changed the codes on a daily basis. By the time the POMs cracked a code, it had changed.
But they did crack it eventually.
Yeah, thanks to the scientist named Alan Turing. You see, he made a machine that kept trying option after option at a speed way beyond what the human mind was capable of until it found the right one.
I'm getting goosebumps.
Sorry, but he is one of the forefathers of modern computer technology.
So, whoever it is, they'd only go to all this trouble to hide something pretty damn big.
That's what worries me.
What do you mean?
Whoever it is, as Mr. Thompson put it, will know I've cracked the code. Twice.
We'll be right back. Claiborne was made with the help of your broadcasting feed, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.